Hi, this is Kixmo One. Can I help you?
Yeah, this is Andy Griggs calling. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you are welcome. It's an extreme pleasure. I'm looking forward to just us chit-chatting because that's what I like to do with these interviews. I just like to talk. Is that okay, Andy?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Andy, how did you get involved with Jason Brown with Along the Way?
We go way back. I've known Jason for a long time, and Jason's known me. The music industry is really a small world.
Yeah.
So whether you're out of Texas or whether you're out of Nashville or wherever, it's small enough to where most everybody runs into each other quite often. So we've been trying to get do some shows together in the last year or two, and it's worked out that we're starting them some this weekend here in Iowa. So it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, Miss Kitty's at Friday night, and it's a fundraiser for Along the Way. And I know you've got a new song out. Tell us about that song, would you, Andy?
Yeah, having new music out really has put a hop in my step. Really has. Last year came out with a Christmas duet that I did with Daryl Worley and started releasing singles after that. And right now it's by far the most proud I've ever been of a single, and it's not even an original song. It's an old Hank Williams Singer song called Ramblin' Man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Man, it's really dark. It's something that I've always wanted to do, and I guess how everything needs the right timing. Everything is all about timing, whether we are trying to buck the system or not. So every time I've gone in and thought about recording this song, there was always a reason that I did. Whether it was a big reason or a small reason. So, this time around, we went in and we recorded it the way we wanted to record it. And lo and behold, man, my record label, Rivertown Music, has just said, let's release it as a single. So, man, I jumped up and down. And, man, I'm very happy to have this song as my new latest single.
That is super. That is super great. And that's available on Spotify, I'm assuming, or where is that available at if people want to see it?
It's available everywhere. Apple, mm-hmm. iTunes, Spotify, everywhere, yeah.
Oh, super. I understand that you are quite a hunter.
Man, I do love to hunt. I was born and raised in North Louisiana hunting and fishing, and I always thought I'd do that for a living. I really did.
Yeah? So you'd be a professional hunter?
Well, I don't know. I guess every kid over there, man, Phil Robertson and all that bunch live just right down the road.
Oh.
And, every kid with a fishing rod or shotgun, idolized him and that bunch. So,
oh.
Yeah, it's weird that it's still today, when I drive back home, every kid has stars in his eyes when he's going hunting.
Oh, that's cool. So what is your favorite kind of, what is your favorite type of hunting? What do you like to do best?
Man, I like it all. I just like being out there. As I get older, it ain't about killing anymore. It's about a peace of mind. I probably take deer hunting the most serious. And I love chasing them all.
I saw on your Facebook, on your website, a picture of you with one of the biggest racks I've ever seen in my life. Was that an elk? What is that?
Are you talking about on an animal?
Yeah.
Man, that.
I'm
yeah, that
sorry. I didn't know I'd have to qualify that or clarify.
I'm just making a joke. That is a monster elk. It's a dream elk that I shot in Montana bow hunting quite a few years ago. And matter of fact, my biggest deer that I have is an Iowa deer. It's a South Iowa deer that I killed with some buddies. So yeah, I'm no stranger to hunting an Iowa.
Oh, that's cool. So what is your favorite thing to do with the meat? What do you like to do with
it? Eat it.
Yeah, duh. I know that. And I know the elk has a really special, the meat from an elk is just really, it's really good because of the sage and stuff they eat out there. It's just a different
that's
flavor.
That's right. And the alfalfa when they find it and this and that. So yeah, you're absolutely right. I love making them into a great big steak. Man, I cook it just like I do beef, except you just don't cook it quite long.
Right.
Quite as long as you would be. It'll be done. There's nothing worse than having a great big elk steak and burn, overcooking it.
Mm.
I like it a little bit on the pink side.
Mm-hmm. So you do fishing too?
Absolutely. Man, I've never been quite as serious as a fisherman as a hunter, but yeah, I do love fishing. Okay. Getting ready, matter of fact, in a few weeks to go fish the big charity tournament in East Tennessee.
Oh,
big bass tournament. So, okay. Yeah, man, if I'm on the water, if I'm in the woods, man, that's my place.
I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, Andy, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way of doing that? Where can they find you on socials?
All over Facebook. Man, I'm on Facebook all the time. So
okay.
I guess that way.
That's great. Andy, thank you so much for your time today. We didn't even get into talking about all the great songs that you've done in the 90s and early 2000s. I got to talk about this. And If Heaven, what an incredible song. It really touched my family back in 2005 when our dad passed away. And it's just a very special song. Do you get a lot of feedback on songs, especially that one?
I sure do. And I'm sorry for your loss. That song is really special. I wish I could say that I wrote that song. I didn't. Mm. Gretchen Peters wrote that song out in Los Angeles on a piano.
Huh.
Somehow it landed in my lap. I recorded that song for me and Mama. We've been through a whole lot of tragedy and a whole lot of roller coaster rides, Mama and I. And that song was recorded just for the purpose of between she and I. And little did I know that as soon as it would start becoming a hit, other people would be using that. And I realized it was bigger than just me and Mama. And, it still is the gift that keeps on giving a lot of times. I'm hearing about that song constantly, still being played at services and this and that. And You Won't Ever Be Lonely was my first big rifle shot, and that was my first single, first number one, first everything. But I'd have to say If Heaven is that song it's still not going away anytime in the near future.
I'm glad.
Very special, very special. So thank you for sharing that with me, that you and your family have used that song as well as a healing process. That means a lot to me. I guess that's the biggest reward in music, It's not the, I didn't move to Nashville to make all kinds of money. Lord knows, that's the wrong direction. Man, the biggest compliment to me that you can get in music is what you gave me. Your music has meant a lot to me. Your music has touched my soul. That's what drives me to keep recording.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. I wasn't sure if I was going to share that story with you or not, and I'm really glad I did now. Thank you, Andy, very, very much.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You're right. You're right about, making money. Because radio, you don't make money either. unless you're in, major market. But, I'm here in Iowa in a privately owned radio station, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And country radio is what I've been in now for 40 years. So it's
40 years. Wow. So I'm sure you've worked quite a few markets then.
Oh, well, actually, two. I worked up at Wax in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
For 20 years I was up there, and then now 21 years down here.
Wow.
I know.
So you've been in your seat right there for 21 years?
21 years here, which is just does not seem possible at all. It just seems like yesterday that we, came down here, but we came down here in 2004, and now I've been here ever since. So, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And
you have a great voice.
Oh, thank
really,
you.
Really great voice.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that very, very much. I look forward to seeing you sometime. I won't be able to be there for Miss Kitty's. I have a remote tomorrow night. That's the way it goes. But
the way it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to work while I'm working.
Exactly. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing with Jason Brown and helping him along the way. And I know it's going to be a great time tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll see you down the road sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Andy,
God bless.
God bless you too. Thank you so much for your time today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you later. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.